Hi, this is Will calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll and would like to include your opinion. Do you have a few minutes to help us out?
Just a few minutes.
Probably about 5 to 7 minutes. 7 minutes.
Okay.
You pass?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, are you registered to vote in South Carolina? Yes or no?
Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, politically, do you feel South Carolina is primarily a southern state or not?
Well, it's obviously a southern state, yes.
Thank you so much. Do you support or oppose allowing patients in South Carolina who suffer from approved list of serious medical conditions to use medical marijuana if their doctors recommend it?
Yes.
Thank you. School choice gives parents the right to use tax dollars designated for their child's education to send their child to the public or private school which best serves their needs. Generally speaking, would you say you support or oppose the concept of school choice?
Yes.
You support?
I support, yes.
Thank you. Recently, the South Carolina legislature passed the Education Scholarship Trust Fund program, a school choice program that allowed South Carolina parents to withdraw their K-12 child from public school and receive $6,000 to use for private school tuition and other educational expenses. Do you support or oppose this program?
Oppose.
Okay, thank you so much. Currently, only students in low-income families qualify for the Education Scholarship Trust Fund program. Would you support or oppose giving all students, regardless of their family income, the ability to receive a scholarship through this program? Do you support or oppose?
Are you talking about that $6,000 program?
Yes, ma'am.
I would like low-income people to be able to take care of it, but, you know, people who are well-off don't need $6,000 from the state.
Okay. Not all students, regardless of their family income.
Yeah, I would support low-income people to have $6,000.
Okay. Would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a legislature who voted to expand eligibility for the Education Scholarship Trust Fund program to all students in South Carolina?
Well, that would depend on the family's income.
Okay, will you be more likely to vote for someone like that or less likely to vote for someone like that?
For low-income families, yes.
No, let me repeat the question. Would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a legislature who voted to expand eligibility for the Education Scholarship Trust Fund program to all students in South Carolina?
Less likely.
Less likely. Okay, thank you. Do you believe that insurance companies and corporations prioritize their profits over people? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you believe that bars or restaurants that knowingly overserve alcohol to their customers should or should not share responsibility if that person were to drive and injure or kill someone?
I would say that there is some responsibility if somebody is obviously impaired. Yes.
Okay, thank you. South Carolina goes to great lengths to investigate their state court judges to make certain they are qualified and free from conflict. This is usually a 3 to 4 month process. Do you believe this process helps produce the best candidate, or do you believe this process needs to be changed?
Well, Well, if they're making sure they don't have any conflicts, I would support that.
Okay. If a convenience store clerk or bartender was not properly trained by their employer on ID verification, sold alcohol to a minor, and that minor then caused a drunken driving accident in which another individual is injured, do you feel that employer should or should not be liable for compensating the victim for their injuries?
The responsibility would have to be on the employer, not the employee.
Yeah, the employer.
Yes.
Okay. Do you believe that insurance companies or corporations should or should not be able to avoid paying claims to victims by placing unnamed third parties on a verdict from that they know are unable to pay their share of awarded damages?
No, I don't believe corporations should get a break.
Okay, thank you.
Thank
you. Marketing by professional injury lawyers heavily occupies public advertising space. In your opinion, how has this label of advertising influenced public perception of the legal profession? Do you feel it has helped the public perception of the legal profession, hurt the public perception of the legal profession, or had no effect on the perception of the legal profession?
Well, people should be able to make claims. You know, that's a hard one.
Okay.
I don't like all the advertising, but I understand that people need access to lawyers.
Let me repeat your options. Your options are either help, it has helped the public perception of the legal profession, it has hurt the public perception of the legal profession, or it had no effect on the perception of the legal profession.
I guess I'll go with number three. No effect.
Okay, thank you. Many personal injury lawyers advertise that they can get large insurance payouts for motor vehicle accidents. In doing so, do you feel these lawyers are primarily interested in maximizing their contingency-based legal fees or getting true justice for their injured client?
They're looking at get contingency fees and make money.
Thank you so much. What impact do you feel advertising by personal injury lawyers claiming the ability to get large payout has on automobile insurance premiums? Do they significantly increase premiums, somewhat increase premiums, have little or no effect on premiums, or reduce premiums?
They probably increase them.
Okay, thank you. Do you feel that health care providers should or should not be required to keep a person's health care decisions confidential?
Yes.
Thank you. If parents are already involved in the decision-making process, do you feel that government should or should not intervene in LGBTQ gender-affirming healthcare decisions that regard individuals under the age of 18?
Government should not intervene.
Thank you. Thank you so much. In terms of your political party identification, do you generally consider yourself Republican, Democrat, Independent, or other?
Democrat.
Thank you. What is your age? Are you between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
65 plus.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Are you white Caucasian, black American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
White Caucasian.
Thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself female, male, or something else?
Female.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time and participation. You have a good one.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.